Carol Kilpatrick had a paragraph.
He did what I was
said, in his story, which said he was the only one that confident, tone was good, went through, devoted a whole paragraph. You guys like Kilpatrick can do that. My impression, as I said last night, remains today. I think that the press and the wire coverage was good, the television was medium. By that I mean, you know, they did recap our points. I've looked at it again this morning. They did focus on the tax reform, and they made the points about the corruption, how you brush that aside. But my point on the networks, and I think this is probably, although I haven't talked to Pat, what his impression was when he wrote that summary, which was mine last night. And that is that we're moving into a period here now where there's a little bit of tendency of the governor, the period, to maybe get themselves a little bit well. And if you compare the two reports, one out of the press conference here, with the report of his foreign policy, the governor's foreign policy statement, the effort and the temptation on the part of the reports last night was to immediately move the president and the presidential press conference into the context of campaigning and into the, you know, the political thing, which is fair enough game. And put the little jab in, which is something that I just think that we should be cautious about as we move in the next 4 weeks to talk about how we deal with it. I don't know that we can do anything specifically to deal with it. Guy on the cover of the front came closest to doing what I thought he would do was Frank Reynolds. Yeah. Right. Can I leave your award, Chuck?
You got a problem with it? I don't think so. I don't
know. Valeriani, I'm going to spend some time with today. I think we can.
Valeriani has, I'm as hard nosed about news coverage as anybody, but Valeriani, if you look at his reporting on the government, he just cut the living tailor. He's just a mean, nasty son of a bitch. And when he cuts
his head over there.
He killed him. He talked about the cab driver in Chicago who said that Kennedy was here and, oh yeah, he brought that fellow on the government. I mean, if he'd done that to us, I'd have been screaming to high heavens, the Nicholas.
Well, anyways, I just read the news summary. Honestly, what would be your reaction as well? Let me just, we probably were wise to go ahead and do it.
Yes, sir.
Of course, you're going to mail it out, get somewhere, people off their ass and start some tax.
They got to attack,
Chuck. They got to attack. Keep them on foreign policy. Keep them on the amnesty. Keep them on welfare. And we keep them on progressiveness. Shut them up, put it right now. Don't let them get off the hook on those things.
We've got a good barrage of them this weekend. We've got Blair on Face the Nation. We've got Rogers. I talked to Rogers this morning, and he's now angry over that Cleveland speech. And when Bill gets angry, he's good. He wants to have a press conference Tuesday, which I kind of like, rather than jumping immediately in. I like it for two reasons. One, it sets the stage for McGovern's Tuesday night show.
Yeah.
And the second aspect of it is that it gives Bill time to really take this guy apart. He said that there was one line in that speech. He said he wants to really have some fun with it. McGovern said that Communist China should take over responsibility for the security of its neighbors. He wants to say, can you imagine the Indians going to the Chinese as the Japanese, or the Koreans, or the Koreans,
or
Taiwan?
Taiwan. That's one of them. What about Thailand?
Well, Bill said Bill also says that he's now, he believes the government is either dishonest or ignorant. Because of his statements on Europe, and he wants your statement to chronicle it. And then he wants to get a very good idea. He does this, Blair does it Sunday, and
stuff is too goddamn bland that we're putting on. We should start talking about the things around.
We've done that for the lines,
all right.
Really did.
Right.
In fact, the vice president has a couple of things that we'll do those.
Yeah,
a governor named more popular in Illinois than South Dakota is a bad one. That's called, that way, but that's actually, Bill Rogers and Bill can do that. Bill can say that's the fox guarding the chicken coop there, you know, kind of stuff.
Wouldn't Monday be a better day for Rogers?
Well, he both do it Monday, except it's a holiday, and the guy in the press corps won't be covering the safe. He would prefer Monday, and so would I.
Well, if he calls a press conference, it'd be a
somebody come in.
See, because Tuesday you have, Tuesday looks too hard.
I put him on Monday. I put him on Monday, and that puts a special. You'll get enough. Well, I think we have to push him to the second press conference. That's why we fucking bother with the goddamn assholes. Because they're, I mean, once the election's over, you have one about once every couple of months so that they can not say that you're not coming to basically, they didn't ask a goddamn thing yesterday that was that, but one bit of real news in that person, do you realize that? I hadn't, there's a thing I hadn't said for you, so not one.
I don't want you to get the wrong one.
That's right. Not one. All that yak around.
Mr. President, I would still regard you that. We took the first 3 minutes of each of the three networks last night.
And
the coverage was medium to good. We wouldn't have had those first 3 minutes making our points on taxes, on helping the elderly, on no snow communist takeover. So, just to me, a very popular line.
Absolutely. You used the word communist.
Right. You did. You. I realize the policy of Breath of New Summary and Ward Allen, especially Ward Lassen, is beleaguered watching these people make their nasty. What really hit him was the necktie guy. That's what really hit him. So pissed off that I think that called his whole judgment on New Summary last night. Clawson, he's just as hard on as they can be, except we gained, we scored points. Scally was very effusive about it, as you know.
I should have played the necktie comment possibly. Basically a gag.
Yeah, what bothered Ward Allen and bothered me is that they would take that word time to even talk about it. Yeah, sure. What's the word
I think two things. First of all, the press conference. The press conference yesterday was a plus. It had impact. No question about it. My point is not that yesterday was a waste of time. I think it did have impact. My observation of last night, and it still remains, is that, and I don't often, make this point about the network, the people are strong the way. But, I just think we had to, in this 5 week period, four and a half week period, we're sensitive and attuned to it, be aware on that basis.
Well, I think your problem is that your network is served so well. And which you mentioned last night, I guess basically your job is put in the political context. There's no way you could possibly have done it differently. Being less political, you know what I mean?
If they do that, you're making a difference what you do. If you, every move that's made, including doing nothing, is political. And that's the context in which they're doing it. They won't accept you in the role of president. They take you in the role as candidate. Along with the other guy. The clearest thing of that was last Saturday, signing that song thing.
Sure.
Mark him up. Which was played as a nice political campaign. And then no way we can get more presidential than signing an international arms agreement passed by the United States Congress. Standing there with Bill Fulbright and Scoop Jackson, you're out campaigning.
Of course, that certainly was not the overall impression.
It isn't the overall impression you get out of the press conference.
Don't ever get that line. We remember the Ekman book. Nobody, Ron, not you, not Hall, or anybody else, realized what a bad screwing we were getting in 68 because we did not get those innuendos in those days and the rest. In the end, they hurt you very badly. Right on.
Yeah, but you're not. Those were negative in a different sense, and this was the mud thing. Sure, you had your campaign. That's a way to downgrade it. But it was still a totally positive presentation. That's the argument that I'll make till my dying day, which is that it's a waste of time to call the goddamn press into the office and have an in-office press conference. I believe that as a basic point. Nobody agrees with me, including you. So we go on to it. I think it's absurd to get the press in the office. You've got an easier given him equal time if you're going to have
him. Oh, Jesus, not giving him. That's what he did. Greatest mistake we can make. Okay. He'd have a bigger audience than we have.
Giving him an audience doesn't bother me in the least bit.
Yeah. I think that you put him in an equal production position to me, and I did one, and they're putting him on one. That's the debate gender that we're not going to get into.
First place, he wouldn't get a bigger audience. They wouldn't run him all at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's no point in arguing this anyway, because we aren't going to do it. I agree with not doing it.
These are the things.
I understand that.
And if you do, you have a quality of questions.
But there's no way you're going to score on television with an in-office press conference, period. Can't be done.
That may be the difference in the semantics of what Ron and I are saying.
Yeah.
I think for an in-office press
conference. How do you get it on television?
You don't. An in-office press conference is not a television. Have a little Indian boy come in and give him a plaque, and that'll get you a good television.
Well, it comes down to this, and that's what we just have to equate it.
To call political, but the people said they called the treaty signing political, but it was a sensationally good picture.
And people saw it. I don't
know what they called it.
I think it's amen. It doesn't matter. People saw it.
But the press conference they didn't see. So what they call it is what the people get. If they don't see the event, then it's portrayed to the people through the words of the reporter.
What
if
you
they didn't see the event, it doesn't matter what the reporter
was
saying.
What would you do then?
Film clips.
You would
statement on.
Film clips and murders. You go out there and do a new film clip and then they do the same thing and they talk around it. Now what you mean is that you've got to be on totally pressure.
Well, aren't there really two points here, though? You have to look at the two things of the press conference. First of all, the force of your television problem, not others.
Yeah.
Look at the total impact.
You're absolutely right. But you're not doing that. You're evaluating the press.
I'm saying there are two aspects of it. The in-office pressure. What's the total impact? The front page play, the radio over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
The president walking into the room here, smiling, being seen here in the Oval Office. That impression that goes out to the people on television.
I agree, totally.
So the total impact of the press conference yesterday, without arguing any point, just the press conference itself was a plus. Now, then you move to the next point, which you made earlier, and that is, when you do it in the office, you really never can win overall in a segment of that impact, which is television.
I totally disagree.
And why?
I've seen one network. I totally disagree with Buchanan's line I put last night. One hell of a beat. We didn't take any heat at all. What we did is we did, given the effort that the president made, and we sitting here knowing what that press conference potential was,
Sure
as hell didn't get its potential.
That's right.
No question about that. But we did not take a beating. Buchanan is 180 degrees wrong. We didn't take a beating last night, and I don't give a damn. Everyone would have said the same thing.
I agree.
We came out ahead on television last night. of having done nothing. We didn't come out ahead as far as we...
Well, we could have been. Could have had it been a live press conference. That's
right.
With the semantics.
That's right.
You will never get the right kind of coverage on television of an in-office press conference. Can't be done. But for an in-office press conference, we did well with the one yesterday as far as TV is concerned. You got between
three
and 3 months.
They didn't leave on me, Rob. And they got your point, so...
And then they didn't concern on me, Rob. Basically, the fact that your press, even more than 68, has got that negative. I mean, it really is. I can tell. I see them. I know their moods. So forth and so on. And you don't have any illusions. I mean, I don't so long that. You've got a very negative. Now, they try to compensate a bit by giving the governor a hook, but they're not doing that to hurt the governor. They're doing that in order to set up their own horror that their views. They don't want them to be the issue. They want them to be the issue if they lose, and they know they're going to lose. But after the way you treated the rest, the disrespect, the attitude of the press is really a pretty shocking thing. I mean, they are a bunch of shit-ass.
This is what really was bothering Ron last night, wasn't it? You said they've been begging for this press conference, and when they finally get it, they don't even give it the treatment it deserves.
Again, it has to be separated in terms of press conference itself. In that view, I walked out of the room. I thought the press conference was beautifully handled. It was a good session. But I walked out of the room, and my first thing I said to you, sorry, I said, that was dirty rat. You know, 2 weeks they're out there, you know, asking questions and wanted, you know, mentioning when we're going to have the press conference. They walk in here and they really don't ask one question. That, as you said earlier, wasn't asked, or something that had been, you know, covered in the brief.
Okay.
Covered all four.
Then I would take the second step in terms of the attitude of the press. I think there is some negative attitude within sections of the press corps. Looking at the press generally, I still hold to the view that it is not, it is a different mental frame and a different posture than it was.
In terms of around the reference all the time. I agree with Rob. I agree about the law. There will be occasions for people to come off and move along here. If you simply want to make a point, you don't want to be off and on for a time, you don't want to get voted. But generally speaking, in my view, the big Eastern Room press conference has enormous problems in other ways.
Sure does. All I'm arguing is that you've got a major impact against the objectives for that act.
Whether it's a good thing to be on a big Eastern press conference and what is basically a total confrontation in 90%, which will be, I'm not sure that right now that would serve our interests. Being badgered and pushed.
I think it would, but I think
it is. Yeah.
So that's an honest difference of opinion. But that, you've got to set the ground rules, and then what is those ground rules in the office press conference yesterday, and then you thought it would be doing and you should have done this last night. Then why approach them on the wrong direction? If you thought we were doing it in order to pull a plug on the press and screw them a little bit, twist things around, all that was a good thing. If you did what it was set up, what it was, you know, we got nothing, and afterwards thinking it's a real coup.